From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news, with Ray. President Joko Widodo inaugurates the first toll road in Aceh. 2024 Indonesian National Sports Week to be open on Monday. Pope Francis lands in East Timor for first papal visit since independence. And now the news in details. The first news. Indonesia President Joko Widodo inaugurated four sections of the Sigil Banda Aceh toll road in the westernmost Sumatran province of Aceh on Monday. The first toll road in the province, the 35-kilometer toll road, has been built since 2019 with a toll cost of 13.5 trillion rupiah, or about $873.7 million. In his remarks on Monday, President Jokowi emphasized the importance of infrastructure to improving connectivity in Sumatra.
Infrastructure
is critical to improve connectivity. Therefore, we will continue to accelerate infrastructure. This includes the construction of the 2,998-kilometer Trans-Sumatra toll road, which, when connected, will connect Lampung to Aceh. We hope that the Trans-Sumatra toll road will encourage economic growth, encourage economic equality in Sumatra Island, increase travel time efficiency, and increase the multiplier effects for the community.
Kita berharap dengan jalan tol Trans Sumatra akan mendorong pertumbuhan ekonomi dan mendorong pemerataan ekonomi di Pulau Sumatra dan meningkatkan efisiensi waktu tempuh serta meningkatkan multiplier efek bagi masyarakat.
President Joko Widodo is also optimistic that this infrastructure will create new economic growth points, expand small and micro business, and revive the economy in Aceh. Moving on to the second news. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or Kadin Indonesia, held the 2024 Impact Investment Day in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai Regency, East Nusa Tenggara, from Saturday to Sunday. As reported by Antara, news agency head of the People Economic Empowerment Division at Kadin Indonesia, Bambang Brojonegoro, in Jakarta on Sunday, hoped to ignite the collaborations that will foster sustainable development across Indonesia, especially in frontier villages, by bringing diverse stakeholders from across the globe. He said Labuan Bajo, close to the Komodo National Park, was chosen as the event's host because the region represented the untapped potential for sustainable investment. Brojonegoro said that the 2024 IID acted to bridge the impact drivers, such as social entrepreneurs and innovative communities, with impact enablers such as investors, philanthropists, and donors. The 2024 Impact Investment Day was a side event of the 2024 Indonesia International Sustainability Forum, held by Kadin Indonesia and the Environmental Bamboo Foundation. The third news. Indonesia's 2024 National Sport Week opening ceremony will be held at Harapan Bangsa Stadium, Banda Aceh, Aceh this Monday. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is scheduled to attend and open the National Sport Games, which is the 21st edition this year. Indonesia Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo at the National Sports Week Media Center in Aceh on Sunday ensured that all preparations for the opening ceremony and events went according to plan. After seeing the final dress rehearsals before the opening ceremony, he said the preparation went smoothly and everything was on target. Meanwhile, head of the Public Relations Division at the Indonesian National Police, Sandi Nugroho in Jakarta on Monday, said the police guaranteed the game's security. He said the National Police has prepared thousands of joint personnel from the police, military, municipal police, and other elements to secure the sporting events. For the first time, the 2024 National Sport Week is hosted jointly by two provinces, Aceh and North Sumatra. The fourth news. Indonesia is ranked 50th in the 2024 Paris Paralympic final medal tally at the end of the Games. As reported by Antara News Agency on Monday, Indonesia brought home one gold medal, 8 silver medals, and 5 bronze medals on the world's largest sport games for disabled athletes. Head of the 2024 Paris Organizing Committee, Tony Estanget, said both the Paralympics and the Olympic had created a historic summer. The Paralympic closed on Sunday with a big party and music. More than 4,400 athletes from 168 Paralympic delegation partied despite the continuous rain. The next Paralympics will be held in Los Angeles, United States in 2028. Hence, in the official handover, Mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, handed over the Paralympic flag to the president of the International Paralympic Committee, Andrew Parsons, who then held it over to the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass. The fifth news. Pope Francis arrived in the East Timor on Monday, when he will lead a massively rally for the Catholic majority nation. During his 12-day Asia-Pacific tour, thousands of deputies have journeyed from remote areas and crossed the Indonesian border to witness Pontiff's visit. As reported by AFP News Agency, preparation for his 3-day visit were in full swing, with Vatican flag flying high, roads being cleaned, and authorities relocating poor street dwellers. Francis became the first pope to visit East Timor since independence in 2002, with the highlight being a colossal mass expected to draw 700,000 faithful. It is the third leg of the 87-year-old Argentine pontiff's 12-day Asia-Pacific tour, the longest of his papacy, which has already taken in Indonesia and Papua New Guinea, and will conclude in Singapore. Locals said they want the Pope to bring a message of harmony like he did in Indonesia days before. Meanwhile, immigration office in Indonesian province of East Nusa Tenggara predicted that 1,000 people would cross the shared border with East Timor for the visit. The sixth news. Moroccan authorities on Sunday that 11 people died and 9 were missing in flooding caused by an exceptional climate phenomenon in southern areas of Morocco. As reported by AFP, Moroccan Minister of Interior spokesman Rachid Khalfi said authorities recorded an initial toll of 11 deaths after thunderstorms that hit 17 prefectures and provinces. Among the victims, 7 died in the province of Tata, some 740 kilometers south of Rabat, and 2 in Erahidia, almost 500 kilometers east Marrakesh. He said one of the victims had foreign citizenship. Khalfi also said the volume of precipitation recorded in 2 days is equivalent to the floods also caused the collapse of 40 homes and damaged 93 roads. And affected electricity, drinking water, and telephone networks. Spokesman of the Moroccan General Directorate of Meteorology, Louisane Yobat, told the areas in southern Morocco have been affected by an extremely unstable tropical air mass. This led to the formation of unstable and violent clouds that caused massive rainfall. He described the phenomenon as exceptional. And the final news. Israel struck Hama province in central Syria on late Sunday, killed at least 14 people and wounded 43 others, including 6 in critical conditions. As reported by AFP, Syrian news agency Sana said on Monday that the number of tolls raised an early toll of 5 dead and 19 wounded. Meanwhile, the Britain-based organization Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 13 violent explosions rang in the zone of housing scientific research centers in Maysaf region, when pro-Iranian groups and weapons development experts are present. Since the start of civil war in Syria in 2011, Israel has carried out a number of strikes to Syria, targeting pro-Iranian groups in particular. These raids have intensified since October 2023, Hamas operation on Israel that sparked the war in Gaza Strip, Palestine. Israeli authorities rarely comment on individual strikes in Syria, but have repeatedly said they will not allow its arch-enemy Iran to expand its presence there. And that was the news by Voice of Indonesia.
Tetaplah satu.
In today's commentary, UK Prime Minister visit Keir Starmer to Ireland. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer visited the Republic of Ireland on Saturday. This was stated by the first visit by a UK Prime Minister since Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited September 2019. Prime Minister Starmer visited Ireland after leaving for Berlin and Paris last week. The trip aimed to continue the UK's efforts to rebuild ties with main partners in Europe, especially Ireland. As quoted from Euronews, he said that now it is the opportunity to strengthen the relations between Ireland and the European Union. Ireland is Britain's closest neighboring geographical and also one of its most important economic partners in trade, investment, and tourism. The decision of former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to leave the European Union was seen as disrupting relations between Britain and other EU members, including Ireland. Prime Minister Keir Starmer's efforts to rebuild relations with Ireland are very appropriate. He seems to realize that rebuilding relations with his neighboring will drive Britain's economic growth back to a positive trend. According to a new analysis by Goldman Sachs, as quoted by CNBC, since Britain left the European Union in 2016, the British economy has performed much worse than other developed countries. In its report, Goldman Sachs estimates that the British economy has grown 5% lower over the past 8 years than these countries. In fact, the actual impact on the British economy could range from 4 to 8% of real gross domestic products. Goldman Sachs attributes this economic downturn to three main factors: reduced trade, weaker business investment, and labor shortage due to low immigration from the European Union. Prime Minister Keir Starmer's move to rebuild relations with the European Union, including Ireland, shows that a country, even the UK, cannot stand alone and will always need other countries in various ways. In fact, every country has its own strengths and limitations. It would be nice if they could complement each other. And that's commentary. We begin today in history with an event on September 9th, 1948, when the first national sport event, PON 1, was held. The first national sport week in Indonesia, locally known as PON 1, was officially opened in Surakarta on September 9th, 1948. The event lasted until September 12th, and around 600 athletes participated in 9 sports, competing for 108 medals. The idea of PON 1 emerged after Indonesia's unsuccessful attempt to join the 1948 Summer Olympics in London. At the time, Indonesian athletes were not allowed to compete because Indonesia hadn't been recognized as an independent country by the world. PON 1 not only became a sporting event, but also symbolized Indonesia's capability to hold a national scale event despite facing various challenges during the National Revolution. Today, the opening date of PON 1 is commemorated annually as a National Sports Day. We turn to the next event, the bombing in Kuningan. 20 years ago, Jakarta was struck by a terrorist act famously known as the Kuningan bombing. A car bomb exploded in front of Australian Embassy in Jakarta around 10:30 a.m. This incident shocked the world country. In November 2004, the police managed to arrest 4 people involved. And we close today in history with the International Day to Protect Education from Attacks is the final event for today in history. Today is commemorated as the International Day to Protect Education from Attack. This event began in 2020, and it was initiated by the United Nations as a support for children's right to education, especially in conflict areas. Qatar played a significant role by presenting the case to the UN General Assembly, urging UNESCO and UNICEF to raise awareness about the millions of affected children. Through the support of 62 countries, the UN declared this International Day to ensure protection and access to quality education for children in vulnerable states. And that's Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Engkau terindah dalam hidupku, tulus cintaku hanya untukmu. Ku jaga selalu sampai ku rapuh, tetaplah bersamaku.
Ku mohon jangan tinggalkan aku, temani aku sepanjang waktu. Jalani cinta kasih kita berdua untuk selama-lamanya. Tuhan tolong jagalah cinta kita berdua. Ku berjanji akan selalu tetap setia. Kan ku coba untuk membuat dia bahagia, tersenyum indah untuk selama-lamanya. Tuhan tolong jangan pisahkan kita berdua. Satukanlah kami dalam suka dan duka. Hanya dia satu-satunya yang ku cinta. Aku tak rela bila berpisah dengannya. Ku mohon jangan tinggalkan aku, temani aku sepanjang waktu. Jalani cinta kasih kita berdua untuk selama-lamanya.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, there are many ways that people find their partners. Nowadays, many people use social media to find their soulmate. But in the past, some indigenous people in Indonesia held various arts and traditions to find their life partner, such as the indigenous people in Central Buton Regency, South Sulawesi. They held a Kamumis dance to find a life partner. Musik Sulawesi Utara. In the Buton language, Kamumis or Kamo Mose comes from the word Komomo and Pus Ose. Komomo means a flower which is about to bloom, while Pose Ose means line up in an orderly fashion. So the Kamo Mose dance is a traditional dance where teenage girls sit in an orderly row, then young men come and look at the girls. If one of the young men is interested in one of the girls,
Then the young man will fill the tray, which is prepared in front of the girls, with fried peanuts. The unique tradition begins with a traditional Linda dance, performed by a number of girls accompanied by traditional music. After the dance performance, a number of young men queue in an orderly line around dozens of girls, who are already waiting with a container in front of them to collect the peanuts thrown by the young men. Apart from the fried peanuts, young men may throw other objects, such as gold or silver coins. However, if a young man is not interested in any of the girls, he may not fill the tray. Actually, the fried peanuts used in the Kamomose tradition are just a substitute. In the past, in this tradition, young men would put coins into a basin. The parents of the girl who already know the code will then follow up a traditional manner. Usually, the family would immediately communicate with the girl's family to hold a proposal, followed by marriage. Now, this local wisdom of the Central Bhutan community is being developed by the Central Bhutan Regency government so that it continues to be a sustainable and becomes an interesting cultural attraction for tourists visiting there. And that's Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Pulau Maratua. Di Pulau Maratua, which means in Maratua Island. You will listen to a conversation about
begitu indah,
which means breathtaking or very beautiful. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, with Sasa, a manager of a villa where Chris is staying in Maratua Island, Biro Regency, East Kalimantan Province. Chris expressed his admiration for the beautiful beach scenery from a floating villa above the sea. Let's listen to their conversation.
Selamat datang di villa kami. Ini kamar Anda, Pak Chris.
Terima kasih, Bu Sasa. Pemandangan dari kamar ini begitu indah.
Villa terapung ini spot terbaik untuk menikmati indahnya Pulau Maratua.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Begitu indah,
which means breathtaking. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me.
Pemandangan,
which means scenery.
Dari kamar,
which means from the room.
Begitu indah,
which means breathtaking or very beautiful.
Terjadi,
which means happens.
Pemandangan dari kamar ini begitu indah,
which means the scenery from this room is breathtaking.
Selamat datang,
which means welcome.
Villa kami,
which means our villa.
Kamar Anda,
which means your room.
Villa terapung,
which means floating villa.
Spot terbaik,
which means the best spot.
Untuk,
which means for.
Menikmati,
which means enjoy.
Indahnya,
which means the beauty of.
Pulau Maratua,
which means Maratua Island. In this conversation, you will listen the expression
Pemandangan dari kamar ini begitu indah,
which means the scenery from this room is breathtaking. There is an expression
Begitu indah,
which means breathtaking or very beautiful. There are 2 words,
begitu
and
indah.
The word
indah
means beautiful, while the word
begitu
means very. which in this case puts emphasis on the beauty of the scenery around the villa. Maratua Island is located in Biro Regency, East Kalimantan Province. Maratua Island is known for its maritime tourism. The beach has white sand, clear sea water, various marine animals, and beautiful coral reefs. Maratua Island is also known for its art events such as the Maratua Jazz and Dive Vista. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Selamat datang di villa kami. Ini kamar Anda, Pak Kris.
Terima kasih, Bu Sasa. Pemandangan dari kamar ini begitu indah.
Villa Terapung ini spot terbaik untuk menikmati indahnya Pulau Maratua.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Begitu Indah. Begitu Indah,
which means breathtaking or very beautiful. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal and
Ranov.
Sampai jumpa.
Perjalanan kisah kita tak pernah ku sangka begini akhirnya. Sekian lama kita bersama, mencinta di waktu yang salah. Semua berbeda, mungkin hati tak harus berdusta. Biar saja aku yang mengalah, ini yang terbaik untuk kita.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today Music Corner presents a keroncong song titled Perempuan Paling Cantik di Negeriku Indonesia or Most Beautiful Woman in My Country Indonesia by Farah Dila with Mafia Keroncong. The song, released in 2008, was created by Ahmad Dhani Prasetyo and is an iconic work of Indonesia's legendary music group Dewa 19. The song tells the story of a man's love for a woman. But more than that, he considers her the embodiment of Indonesian beauty. Behind the romanticism that surrounds the lyrics, this song has a deeper layer of meaning. Nationalism is reflected in the verses. With the Indonesian flag being likened to a woman who is strong and full of dignity. Through this deception, the song gently invites listeners to reflect on the preciousness of Indonesia's diversity and beauty. Here is Farah Dila featuring Mafia Keroncong with the song entitled Perempuan Paling Cantik di Negeriku, Indonesia.
Berkobar seluruh jiwa dan ragaku untuk perjuangan cinta yang ku yakini. Putih tulangku semangat cintaku, setelah aku raba tanganmu, rasakan kulitmu yang selembut salju.
Sukai lagi perempuan yang
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.